of the Environmental Protection Agency heads to Ohio today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and Michael Regan will find people in East Palestine very frustrated, not satisfied with the town meeting last night and the derailed freight train that burned for days, spewing toxic chemicals and smoke. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson's there.
Norfolk Southern Railway skipping the event last night over fears of their safety. Many of the residents here of 5,000 here in eastern Ohio, a fear that toxic chemicals are still being released.
I wake up every day. I've been sick with my upper congestion. This morning I woke up with my eyes swelled.
My biggest concerns is ultimately the drinking water, the effects of the drinking water. And
I feel like they haven't been truthful with us.
They rescued two more earthquake survivors in Turkey today, trapped in the rubble for 10 days. The number of deaths there and in Syria now tops 40,000. President Biden is at Walter Reed Medical Center getting a medical checkup.
This will be the president's first physical since turning 80. He's currently considering a re-election campaign as questions have been raised about the president's physical and mental fitness to be president.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz, on his way to the helicopter that flew him away from the White House, the president did not answer a shouted question about the Chinese spy balloon. There are reports he could speak later today about it and the three still unidentified objects shot down later. Republican Congressman Brad Wenstrup tells Fox Business,
you know, I want to see some toughness and I want to let China know that we're going to stand up to them and they're not allowed to take over our country.
There is selling on Wall Street. The Dow's down 370 points after another report showing inflation rose last month, though it depends how you measure it.
Inflation at the wholesale level did moderate in January, but not as much as economists were predicting. The producer price index rose at a 0.7% pace, with a more modest 6% increase in the year ending last month.
Fox's Jenny Casola, that slight decline is the seventh month in a row of the year-over-year inflation rate has dropped. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Back to that sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow is now plunging 404 points. The Nasdaq's falling 158. The S&P 500 losing 53 points. Now, we did get two other updates to the economy in addition to inflation. One shows unemployment still low. First-time jobless claims under 200K last week for the fifth time in a row, coming in at under right around 194,000. The other report underscores a weak housing market. New home construction dropped more than 4%. In January, on top of a December decline for so-called housing starts, new home building now at its lowest level since June 2020. Parents who don't like how remote learning went for their kids during COVID may not like hearing that more funding is going to schools and libraries for it.
The Federal Communications Commission says more than $24 million is going to boost digital services to students in several states, including Illinois, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Texas, and Wisconsin. More than 140 schools and eight libraries are getting funding from that amount, which is the third application window of the Emergency Connectivity Fund, first introduced in 2021. The $7 billion fund covers laptops, Wi-Fi hotspots, broadband, and more for off-campus use by students, school staff, and others. So far, the fund has helped about 11,000 schools and 1,000 libraries. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The price of oil is up slightly, still over 78 bucks a barrel, but gas is up a fraction. Triple A's national average for regular at $3.42 a gallon. That's a penny less than last week. Still 12 cents more than a week ago. There's a recall involving Ram trucks that use diesel.
Manufactured from 2021 through 2023 have electrical connectors that can overheat and cause a fire. Parent company Stellantis says the trucks are being recalled to replace the connectors after reports of six potentially related fires.
That's Gary Baumgarten. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.